Picture a world where costs are down, profits are up, and customers are clamoring at your door. You're listening to Let's Get Up to Business from Jordan Law. Our interviews with business owners, service providers, and area experts can teach you how to create a world of success and profitability. If you're looking for an attorney to assist in your business formation, employment agreements, or other legal business needs, contact Jordan Law at 407-906-5529. You can also reach us on the web at jordanlawfl.com. Jordan Law, we protect you and your business.
Welcome, everyone. This is an honor to be here with you guys once again. I'm Edward Aguilera, representing Jordan Law, and I have such a great pleasure of having an amazing guest with us. Again, these shows are meant to really promote tidbits, information, things that will be helpful for you and your business as we grow, and especially through this giant maze with the pandemic and all the health crisis and all this maze that all business folks have to kind of deal with. Today, we're going to be dealing with marketing, but not just in a regular way. Social media is an integral piece to marketing. We look at Facebook, we looked at Instagram, we look at Twitter. We also now want to focus on LinkedIn. This is the professional side. It's almost the professional Facebook. So who else could I bring in that is a marketing guru, a community leader? Greg Eisenberg, a staple with us. I'm so proud that you are able to join us and give your insight. Greg, tell us a little bit about what your huge amounts of resume. Why don't we start with that? Because I know you're a Tiger Bay, you're a marketing expert. So tell us a little bit about that and we can kind of go from there.
Sure. First off, thanks for having me. I'll work my way backwards. My current professions, I co-own a marketing agency that goes ahead and helps law firms. I co-own that with Jordan, which is the managing partner of Jordan Law, and it's called Legalese Marketing. And we focus on helping small law firms reach their audience and grow in a sustainable way. Additionally, I work with a large marketing agency in town called Push, where we work with large corporate brands. So different than a lot of the small local focus, but a lot more big ideas. And then in addition to that, I don't like to sleep much. I obviously keep myself going. So I do manage two political organizations. The first is Tiger Bay Club of Central Florida, which is very focused on this local area and the political issues there and bringing in local officials and leaders to speak to those issues. And then also the Commission on Local Debates, which is a political organization that we leverage marketing tactics that businesses use every day to help reach voters with information from debates that are held for locally elected officials. So that's kind of my rundown there. I keep myself busy. I know I'm in the bedroom now. The only reason that I'm in here in my guest room is because my wife's a teacher. So I get pushed to the back of the house on these weekdays. But I'm here to help with anything that is digital advertising, traditional advertising, whatever I can answer there.
So let's dive in. Sure. Obviously, an immense expert here. We have met through community events. You're that well known in this area. Everybody kind of knows that you are this marketing expert. With that said, why don't we go in before we dive into LinkedIn, because that's going to kind of be our focus. But why don't we talk about a little bit about social media in a bigger picture sense? Talk a little bit about marketing and social media.
Sure. So the biggest thing that I tell people is to not to overthink it. People think that they see influencers or other big businesses or corporations posting specific things on these channels, and they try too hard to replicate it. And that's not really what you should be doing. You should be looking at how to really socialize with people. This is the new way of marketing. So just like there are traditional networking groups, this is an online version of that. And reaching people where they are with the information that they're looking for, that is digestible and that is useful to them. So if you're using social media in an organic way, where you're doing your posting, or if you do have an employee that's doing your posting, that they're speaking from a real voice of your firm or your business, you're never gonna go wrong. You can always improve, you can always clean up content, you can always put more production value behind certain content. But if you're just organically reaching and networking and being in the conversation and joining the conversation and not making it all about you and not constantly selling, you're going to have a successful experience on social media.
So when you're looking at and you're talking to a potential client or an existing business, who do you recommend to be active in social media?
I recommend everyone to be active in social media, because at the end of the day, people don't do business with people that they don't like. People only do business with people, for the most part, that either will provide them with an immense amount of value, or that they genuinely like the person and want to continue having interactions with them, or know that they're going to have smooth interactions with them, or that when things go wrong or go bad, they know someone's there to care about them and that genuinely cares about remedying the situation. Because there's always things that come up in every business. I think as long as you're portraying that on social media, which the only way to do that is very organically, very personally, I think that you're going to have success there.
So one of the questions that I get, and I'm by far a social media expert, that is not my area. I just know enough to get myself into trouble. Sure. With that, there is so much out there. You have your big boys, you have your small boys, you have, again, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, the list goes on, Snapchat. I mean, it just, and it almost feels like there's a new one being created on a daily basis. What's your recommendation for a corporate business entity? How do they choose?
Well, for a corporate business entity, I'm going to say that you should pick all of them. And when I say all of them, I mean, you need to make sure that your handle is secure in all of them. So when I say handle, I mean the name that, you know, people associate with your profile. So if you're a big business, you're going to want to make sure all of that is covered. And if you're a big business, you have money to throw at your problems. So you can hire a team for each of these platforms to focus on each of them specifically. Now, if you're not a big business, you're still going to want to lock up those handles, because that is important. You don't want anyone imposing on your business. You don't want anyone pretending to be your business. So it's important to grab those handles, but I would really focus on, you know, specifically the platforms that you're going to put that energy into, because you're going to have to learn each of these platforms individually. None of them are a one size fit all. There's a reason why people create new platforms. People operate and engage differently on Instagram than they do on Facebook, than they do on LinkedIn, than they do on Twitter. And when you have a one post fits all, where you create some content and try to put it on all these platforms, you're never going to get the engagement that you possibly can by individually focusing on each. So you're never going to do anything that you don't want to do, that you don't enjoy. So I would recommend that people go on these platforms personally first, and see how people interact on there. You know, be a fly on the wall. See how people talk, see how people post, see if you can get benefit from it, see how you get benefit from it, and then enact your strategy. There's so many different ways that you can post on Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter. There's so many ways you can control the narrative or switch communications. And it's very important to make sure you know how you're doing that, so you don't look out of place. You don't feel out of place. You feel comfortable with the platform. You know what you're posting and why you're posting it. So you're posting purposefully, which is the most important thing.
Now, to kind of dive into LinkedIn specifically, yeah, because I think that has the reputation of being it's the business social, sure, media outlet. Talk a little bit about, almost in a kindergarten level, if you don't understand LinkedIn, how to get started, and from step one to then we'll get deeper into how to really utilize the tools.
For sure. So for LinkedIn, if you're just getting started, I would go ahead, I'd log in, I'd create a profile, and I would treat your profile as if it was your resume, because that's the way LinkedIn really looks at it, is it's an expanded resume. So you want to put all of your job titles in and fill out job descriptions. When I say optimize your profile, I mean I want you to fill out everything that you can. The more that you fill out on there, the more that these platforms know about you. And typically that's used in a bad way, but this is only good if your profile tells a lot about you. The platform's going to know who to recommend to you. The platform's going to know what ads are applicable to you. And that's not bad getting ads. I mean, A, it pays for the platform, but B, it shows you services or unique opportunities that you may be able to leverage for your business. Or you may be able to leverage for other people's businesses, depending on how strong your referral network is. So you start by really building up your profile, making sure everything's included. And from there, that's when you start the networking. But first, I would say when you build your profile and you start adding connections, make personal use of the platform, like I was just saying before. Go on a news feed. Before you start posting your own things, comment. Join groups because there's opportunities for groups and communities on there. Be a part of other people's conversation before you jump to making the conversation about yourself, because that's going to be the best way to really learn and get your grip on the platform as a whole.
And here's something that I've heard from some folks speaking specifically about LinkedIn is they don't engage, but they use it as their electronic Rolodex. What do you feel about that?
I feel it's a waste. I mean, look, if you aren't going to put the time and focus into LinkedIn, it probably is best to do that. Secure your profile, put your name out there, and just leave it as is, and put all of your effort into Facebook or Instagram or whatever. But that's only if you're like a B2C business. You know what I mean? Like if you're not going to see the value directly from it and you're not going to put the time into it anyway, just don't even worry about it. But if you're going to put the time into it, you can't just treat it like a Rolodex. You need to comment. You need to join communities. You need to post content. It's the only way to be found on any of these platforms.
So, what advice would you give as far as content? What's the difference between a LinkedIn and a Facebook, so to speak?
So the difference between LinkedIn and Facebook is just the purpose. Again, I always say to post on these platforms purposefully. Because it's very important. People go on each of these platforms for a specific reason. There's nothing worse than going on the LinkedIn and seeing your news feed filled with posts that should probably just be on Facebook. You don't really care about one of your vendors that you used at a previous job's, kids' third birthday party. Those pictures should be on Facebook. Now, what you do care about is, that this person changed to a new business. What is this new business doing? They should be posting about what the company they work for or they started. What is that business doing? You're seeing their content. You're feeling more engaged with them. So the same way that you want Aunt May, to keep up with everything going on in your life, so you don't have to talk to her and call her on the phone every 2 seconds. Think of LinkedIn the same way, except with vendors, potential clients, potential referral sources. Let them know again how your professional life is doing. It's okay to, let the walls down and be intimate online, but again, you want to do that in a professional way about things that they care about. If they care about you personally, I bet your friends on Facebook. But they care about, again, how your company's doing, how your professional life is doing, what new things are going on there. It's okay to keep people in the loop, just again, purposefully, what do they actually care about?
I've actually received this question before, specifically on LinkedIn. Obviously, there's a free component to LinkedIn, but there's also some costs, a premium membership, those kind of weigh us in on your opinion on how you feel about those things.
There's two, three benefits from paying for LinkedIn. The first is if you're looking for a job, pay for it. It's $15 or $30 a month. It's relatively inexpensive, but it will go ahead and put you top of those applicant lists. So if you're applying to jobs where there's 1,000 applications, you're going to fight for any competitive advantage you can get. If you're going through a period of time of searching for a job, just pay for LinkedIn. Also, if you are hiring people and actively, pay for LinkedIn. It helps for job searchers as well and job seekers. So making sure that you are getting the most insight about people that's on their profile when you're looking to interview them, making sure that your job postings are, you know, being displayed top of the list. Those are all important things, you know, if you're looking to hire someone. So really, if you're in the job market on either end, I would say pay for LinkedIn. Now, you can pay for LinkedIn for sales insights, and they provide some benefits there, but the main one is what they call LinkedIn mail. And it's a way to force yourself into people's inbox. I personally have never gotten a LinkedIn mail that I've gone, oh, wow, I'm glad they sent that to me. So I personally just avoid it because I genuinely believe there's more of an organic can be made before you start messaging somebody, but that is an option. There is also advertising options on LinkedIn, and that presents a really unique opportunity. From my experience, advertising for both very large companies and then also very small, medium-sized firms, LinkedIn is a very expensive option, but the leads that come in are highly qualified. And I say this because especially if you're working in a B2B business, you can target based off of certain parameters on people's profiles. And with Facebook, that might be something about, you know, the location that they live, some of the interests that they're searching. But on LinkedIn, they add in, you know, what is the seniority level of the individual? What type of company do they work at? How big of a company is it? How many employees? Is it 1 to 10 employees? Is it, you know, 200 to 1,000 employees? That makes a big difference when you're targeting your advertising. So LinkedIn is definitely a more expensive cost per click than maybe Google or Facebook. But I do tend to see that we get a lot more qualified traffic from LinkedIn, even though in smaller amounts.
So Greg, what do you think is the biggest mistake that people do with LinkedIn?
The biggest mistake is what you said. They treat it like a Rolodex. They just don't use it. I think I've heard maybe every year for the last like 10 years that next year is the year that LinkedIn's going to like really take off huge. And it's not for a lack of effort on LinkedIn's part. I mean, Microsoft bought it a few years back. They've definitely made the features easy to use. It really is a useful platform, but people are so ingrained in the personal social side that comes with Facebook and Instagram, that it's hard to carve out that time for LinkedIn. But I really tell people, if you are willing to carve out the time for LinkedIn, you are going to make just as great of connections. And they're just going to be more tailored towards your business.
Now, this is kind of a LinkedIn with a COVID splash here. Obviously, we're limited in person-to-person contact. So we can't just go to those events that we all used to go to. Chamber events, Tiger Bay, it makes it much more difficult to actually do that. So how do you feel about folks actually reaching out via LinkedIn?
I never do it unsolicited just because getting that message from someone you don't know, it's very easy to just put that on the back burner and never answer it again. What I do encourage people is to start taking advantage of groups and communities on these social platforms. So that Facebook and LinkedIn both have group and community features where you can go ahead and join a group just as you would on Facebook. You do it on LinkedIn, and I would just join as many conversations as you can. And genuine conversations, exactly like going to a professional networking event. You're seeing what other people are writing and you just add your two cents to it. I'm a big Gary Vaynerchuk fan, and one of his strategies that he recommends implementing is called his $2 strategy. And essentially it is, you know, you putting your 2 cents in conversations, you know, 200 times a day. So it's making sure that you're going ahead and joining other people's conversations. Because if you're not joining other people's conversations and you keep posting and nobody is engaging with your posts because you haven't been engaging with other people on these platforms, you're just going to get frustrated. You're going to feel like you're yelling in an empty room because you are, and you're not going to want to invest more time into the platform. You're going to want to, you know, cut bait because you said no one's listening to me anyway. And it's because you never listen to anybody else. And you need to join these communities and kind of gauge that conversation.
And it's interesting, and I think that engaging, obviously crucially important. We are an election year. Things can get heated. So can we talk a little bit about the type of conversation that should be engaged, and especially on a LinkedIn, which is different than a Facebook, which is different than an Instagram? I think maybe give some advice or some insight into that area.
I just go, what's your business? You know, if your business is politics, post away. People are expecting that from you. And if you work in a political industry, nobody is going to, you know, give you crap for, you know, posting about a candidate that you're working for. Or, you know, people, if you work in that industry, you know that industry and you know that it's a job, just like everybody else. I mean, they might be passionate about their candidate. They may truly believe in them, but you understand also like they're posting that because it's relevant to their career. If you're a roofer and you're posting about your favorite political candidate, you're just asking for trouble. Now, if you genuinely in your heart believe, I don't want to do business with people that don't politically believe the same way as me. First off, you know, all the power to you. Catch you later. But if that is what you believe, then go ahead and post away. But you can't be, you know, surprised when your numbers start dropping because people aren't attracted to that controversy on LinkedIn. They want to keep it about their business. If you want to argue about different, you know, servers and the speed that comes with it, you know, for your website, that's a debate that's meant for LinkedIn. You know, that's something that's beneficial to people's businesses. People sometimes find a way to find wiggle room with talking about certain policies that may help their business economically. I'd make sure it specifically does. If it's a lobby that, you know, helps your industry and they're posting news about your industry, I'd go ahead and share. I mean, that's relevant. But if it's something like, you know, can you believe that this person did X, Y, and Z? I just wouldn't even get involved. I know there's a saying where it's large minds talk about ideas, medium-sized minds talk about events, and small minds talk about other people. I keep that in mind. You know, if there is somebody that put a bill into place, talk about the bill rather than the person. You know, promote what these bills are that have been passed or the legislation that's passed that helps your industry, not, you know, something about your personal political beliefs. So I just think that there's a line that can be easily drawn there that will keep you out of trouble. Some people don't want to stay out of trouble though. So, well, you can't help those people, but
this is where we're offering that advice of how you'd like to kind of lead forward. And you're right. You can't help everyone, man. This is how it works. Now I want to kind of flip it a little bit and obviously you're showing us how we can leverage LinkedIn, but if you are looking for a job or you already are employed, what pointers do you give individuals for your employer looking at you?
Sure. So the first thing is LinkedIn does a really good job of when you are searching for jobs, they will make sure your employer does not see it. So there's certain things that they'll hide. There's little indicators that other jobs or other companies posting jobs can see that your current employer cannot see. So that is helpful. The other thing too is I learned something a while ago that opportunities come to people that are actively engaged in their community. So the more people that know you, the more people that think positively about you, just the more opportunities that naturally come. So I think, again, sort of like we talked about in the politics, if you're able to put your face forward there a lot, and post about your company, post about things you're learning. Hey, I learned this on the job. This might be helpful to other people that are looking to learn this similar thing, and do a little screencast of, you know, learning something for SEO or social media if you work in marketing, or if you want a big case, you know, this is all the work that went on the back end of it, and do a little time lapse of all of your meetings. You know, there's cool stuff that you can do even as an employee that will help your employer promote themselves just indirectly, because the more happy, good faces that are working for a company, the better it looks for them. And it also shows them how great of a job they're doing, because employers out there, there are some that are doing a fantastic job and they deserve to be highlighted as well. But B, it also makes you stand out. It doesn't hurt to have more eyes on you personally and about the things that you're learning and the knowledge you bring to the table. And you never know when an opportunity is going to come up. So I think there is still value staying engaged.
So is there any specific secrets of the trade that you could share that people are not, maybe they're just not very much aware of with social media, LinkedIn, and that particular area?
I'll tell you, Ed, everyone that tells you there's a secret is making you overthink it. They're overcomplicating it. And that's the problem, is there's a lot of gurus that are going to try and sell, you know, different plans and lessons on a lot of this stuff, but they're overcomplicating something that if you don't do the basis of it right, it doesn't matter how well you have, you know, growth strategies and hashtags. If you're not joining conversation, if you're not talking to people, if you're not posting relevant things, if you keep selling everybody, hey, everyone, buy my business. It's never going to work. There's nothing that will work. So if you're doing everything right, if you're doing everything organically right, there are little tweaks that you can make. There's definitely ad opportunities, like advertising opportunities and boosting posts and sponsoring posts that will definitely help. But I'll be honest, a majority of people that are running their business or working within a business still aren't doing the basics right. They still aren't engaging audiences. Facebook allows you to join a group or community as a business now. I still don't see a bunch of businesses in these communities talking to people, asking them questions, you know, sharing content, seeing how the engagement levels is on it. You know, until people are doing that constantly, and that's just part of their daily routine, nothing else really matters. It's the magic secret is connecting with people organically. And that's whether it's in person, because it's the same principles apply. If you walk into a room and the same person is there, the same salesperson trying to sell you insurance, just saying, hey, buy my insurance. I don't care about your life. Buy my insurance. You're turned off. You know, it's the same way with on social media. People feel like they can just hit copy and paste on an advertisement for their business organically. And that's just doesn't work.
All right. So the question I'm going to ask is someone who's probably very A-type, who needs to just know things. And I know that I have a feeling, I think I know how you're going to answer this.
Sure.
Is there a certain amount of time, let's say per week, that you should be engaging?
I would say there is no answer to that question, first off. So that's probably how you expected me to. But let me dive in deeper and see if I can help.
You know, there's folks that just, they want to know, hey, I need to go in two times a week, you know. So how can we help them out?
I will say, so those type of folks need to look at it differently, because if they think of it that way, they'll actually never do it. And they'll never do it right. Because the point that I've been making is that if this doesn't work for you personally, if you don't enjoy being on that platform personally, spending 4 hours a day, 2 hours a day, 1 hour a day is grueling. And the second that you have an opportunity to not do it, you're not going to do it. It's like the gym, right? Like, I hate the gym. If you give me the opportunity not to go, I'm not going to go. You can tell me, hey, if you want results, 2 hours a day, every day, I'm not going to go if you tell me that I have the opportunity not to go. However, I love going for jogs around the block because I get a different, you know, atmosphere, right? You don't even need to tell me to go. I'll wake up and do that on my own in the morning. That's just part of, you know, what I do because I personally enjoy it. If you told me that I can make business calls also on those runs without sounding like I'm huffing and puffing because I'm out of breath, I would do that, you know, and that's how I look at this, right? Is if you're enjoying a platform personally where you're not huffing and puffing and out of breath, and you can find a way to incorporate your business into it, that's the golden spot. Because that means you know what people are looking for. You know the way the content's posted there. You understand how the platform works. And so everything makes sense. It all clicks. You know, a lot of people that don't understand how LinkedIn works because they're not on it are the same ones that go, I don't even know what to post. You don't know what to post because you're not digesting content on your own from other people and seeing what you even like. It's very easy to look inside and be like, I don't like this. I don't like this. I love this. I read this. I don't read this for this reason. I read this for this reason. It's the same principles that apply. So to go back to your question, I would say if you have spare time, you should try utilizing it to enjoy different social media platforms personally. And when you understand how a business goes on there and communicates with people the right way, the time will start to transition because you'll realize that it's one and the same. The more that people see your face, the more that people enjoy, you know, what you're posting, whether it's about your kid or whether it's about your business, more opportunity is going to come your way.
So in other words, do your homework.
Just enjoy it. Genuinely enjoy it. Genuinely understand it.
So, and I know we're getting close to the end of our time here, but one of the things that if you can, and without getting too technical, because I know there's a whole world of here with the algorithms, but commenting, liking, and I know LinkedIn has that whole segment there. Does that help it on the feed? Do you advise it? I know you've talked about engagement, but as far as if you're posting things, the likes, the comments, how does that help you or does it not?
Well, here's the thing. All these platforms, they look at you as a customer, and they also look at other users as their customers. And their business is about connecting customers with other customers. And so again, kind of like your profile, the more that you fill out, the more optimized it is, the more that you're engaging on these platforms, the more these platforms reward you. It's the more engaged that people are with you, the more high up on their feed you appear. Because LinkedIn goes, oh, okay, so Ed, you're constantly commenting on Greg's stuff. You're constantly liking his stuff. You must want to see more of it. So here you go. And the only way for me to create that opportunity is for me to be posting a bunch. Now, the only way for me to connect with you, for you to see my posts, is for me to engage with your stuff. It's an ecosystem. It's an economy. You have to go around and comment and share genuinely, not copy and paste. Be yourself. Be likable, engage with people, they'll engage back, and it all moves up. It all goes up from there. The more you use the platform, the better.
And one of the last questions here is, can you talk a little bit about passively liking and actively commenting or sharing and the difference of what that means, kind of where you're talking about, not only for your posts, but what it means also for you in the culture of LinkedIn and Facebook and other social media outlets?
Sure. There's two examples. There's one which is looking for a very similar post and you like a happy birthday. You know, when it's your birthday and everyone, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Then you have the one comment that's like, hey, I hope you have a great day. I was thinking about this time we had last year on your birthday and, you know, I just hope it's a really special one. It stops you. It makes you stop and actually read it and engage with it. And it's the same way. If you post the same thing, copy and paste, oh, that looks like fun on a bunch of people's posts, people recognize it. People understand it. They skip right past it. You might get one or two people, but that's just that. So again, I would just really focus on making sure every time you comment to somebody, it's very individualized, very personalized.
In other words, use the community that's there.
100%. And just be a human. Don't be a robot. There's enough robots out there on the internet. Be a human. Just genuinely engage with people you'd want to engage with in conversations you want. I mean, if someone's just posting a bunch of crap that you don't care about, don't comment on it. But look for those conversations that you care about.
So last question, and then we'll call it a day. Sure. Safety, security.
Yeah.
What advice do you give folks?
Change your passwords. If you click on an external link that asks you for a password to one of these platforms, just always say no. Just always exit it. If you get a message from somebody saying I've been hacked, they most likely haven't been hacked. They most likely click something stupid. So that's usually their problem, not somebody going and hacking into their Facebook. Just change your password. I've honestly, I shouldn't even say this on here, but I've had the same password since I was in, you know, probably 20 years now for Facebook. And I haven't had to change it because it was so crazy then that it's still crazy now. So if you do things the right way, if you're not putting your, you know, entering it into a whole bunch of external windows, you should be fine. So just if you ever have a problem, change your password, let the program platform know and carry on with your day.
Greg, always a pleasure seeing you. Thank you.
Well, likewise.
I appreciate it. You give such amazing information that I know that our audience really appreciates it and takes. And these little nuggets are always very crucial to your success, to your business success. Gang, thanks for joining us. Make sure that you follow us. Make sure that we want to engage as well. And make sure if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel to do so. Thank you, everyone. And also on a side note, no one gets to see it, but our tech guy is celebrating his birthday this week. And so I want to give our director of marketing a big shout out.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Bye, everyone.
You've been listening to Let's Get Up to Business from Jordan Law. We hope you've enjoyed the podcast and would consider sharing the show. We would also love an honest 5-star review through iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or whatever podcatcher you use. If you are interested in being a guest of the podcast, please contact producer Mark through email at mark@jordanlawfl.com. Use the subject line podcast guest in your email. Thank you. We look forward to speaking to you again soon.